Michael Hawkes is joining us on behalf of Hawkes Racing. Morning to you, Mike.
Andrew, how are you going?
Good, mate. What a competitive race this is tomorrow, the Run to the Rose.
Well, we're getting to that point of the year or point of springtime. It's getting towards that end and all the nice horses are starting to step out. There's no hiding now, that's for sure.
Now, give the listeners a bit of a summary of Chauffeur's first run from your point of view, just how good it was from, I guess, my point of view, but how did you summarise it?
Well, obviously, taking over the horse for this prep, we obviously had seen him, but we wanted to step him out and really have a look at what he's got. And both trials were really good. He was under no pressure in the trials. And, you know, it was all about his first up run to whether he'd come back, obviously, from a two-year-old into three-year-old point of view. And as I said to all the owners there on the day and to Brenton, if you're going to win, it'll be the last 50 metres. Mm. It's all about him hitting the line. Brenton rode him 10 out of 10. Blake Shin rode his horse 12 out of 10. That was the difference. You know, you reverse the runs, we win and it runs second. So, look, from a point of view going forward, really, really happy with him. It was a great first up run. Obviously, this run's a little bit different. The first up, it's 1,200. You know, he'll appreciate the ground. He's drawn a good barrier this time. You know, last time he drew ordinary, he had to go back. Whereas, you know, when you draw better barriers, your hand's not forced. You can be wherever you need to be. So he's certainly trained on. He looks good. And he's going to appreciate the ground over 1,200 metres. But it's certainly a nice race. It's actually a tough race. But as I said, we're getting to the pointy end now. So these races have to be.
I guess the horse, you know, back in the autumn, we know how bad the tracks were, Mike. But the way it is right now, they're getting good tracks. And that really does click with this horse, doesn't it?
Oh, look here, you know, everyone would have seen his runs last time. His wheels are just spinning. He's a big striding horse and he's got a really good turn of foot and he really hits the ground solid. So usually most good action horses don't really like wet tracks. It's more of the short, choppy sort of horses that get through wet tracks better. But in saying that, it's going to be a good track, good to firm track tomorrow. It's going to suit everything. Everything will have its own chance. Everything will get its own run in the race. So we couldn't be happy with our bloke. He's done everything right, really.
Yeah, fantastic. Euro Angel was pretty good, wasn't it? Good sectionals there first up. I hope it's trained on in the Theo Marks tomorrow.
Yeah, it looks probably a little bit stiff not to win. Yeah. You know, I know a few people were critical of Brenton's ride at the top of the straight, but, you know, they're split-second decisions that you have to make. And Hattie probably stayed to the inside. She duly wins, but he went to come out and then the horse shifted in front of him and he had to change course again. But look, her run was super. She's definitely trained on. You know, she's knocking on the door for a big one. It's just a matter of whether she gets her turn or not. But she's done everything right, definitely trained on. And I think the further she gets into her prep, the better she's going to be.
I know, I think it was the Emancipation where you went forward. Is there a possibility from barrier one that we could see her a little bit closer tomorrow?
Look, she's a quirky sort of filly, or mare, I should say. I know Corey rode her that day and he decided to go forward and let her roll. But it all depends on tempo with her. Yep. She's drawn a good barrier. Once again, as per usual, our rules, you know, we just let them jump and how they settle. So that'll be left up to Brenton to do the last minute thing for what he thinks is best for her. But, you know, with drawing a good barrier, small fields does come into play. Whether there's tempo or not really depends on the day. And obviously, it's about getting her relaxed into her rhythm. That's the biggest key. She was, if anything, she was probably a pair too far back last start.
Yep.
As I said, it wasn't Brenton's fault. It was just the way the race panned out. But I'd rather have her relaxed and quiet and hitting the line strong like she does without her being revved up and sort of racing, you know, upside down. But she's going really good. She's doing everything right. That'll be up to Brenton on the day.
Understand. Cosmopol is the other one, again, that's drawn inside tomorrow. How has she come on from a race that she finished off okay? You know, she was only beaten a reasonably small margin there.
Jeez, you're saying she. I don't know if Ray Thomas
sorry, he.
Happy with you.
He, sorry. I was. The...
Oh, God.
No, definitely a he. Definitely a he. Sorry, Ray.
He's done well. Look, he was probably 1,200 last start, probably a bit too short. 1,100. It's going to get back and sort of he hit the line good the last sort of bit. Whereas you know this start's obviously 14 jump. He's a good chance without sort of being you know anything brilliant. But he tries hard. He problem is we run him in the midweek. He gets up in the weight. We've sort of got to go to Saturday Grey where he gets down in the weight. So he's just one of them horses, unfortunately, that he gets penalised a bit with weight because he's been so consistent, I suppose.
Understand. The one down at Kembla, Darhad, obviously out of the Katie, that was the Ian Craigie. Love calling that horse. But what about Kembla tomorrow, that first race?
Sure is, Andrew, out of Katie. Look, he's done everything right. His trial was really good. He's trained on since then. It's a nice starting point. Hopefully he can go there and do the job for us and then come back to town. But we're just starting lot of this prep and bringing him up nice and easy. But he's done everything right.
Okay, that's in the first tomorrow. Same as Adrian, mate. Tomorrow's the main aim, but how's the Grey Flash Attackware out of the trial heading towards next weekend?
Yeah, he's really good. He's come out of that trial brilliant. He's done a nice bit of work this morning, and we're pretty happy with him, and it's all systems go. And obviously next Saturday he'll race in the shorts. It's going to be a good competitive race. You know, it's 1,100 first up. He's done everything right, but obviously, we'd love to see him do it first up, but it's all about the Everest, and that's where he's headed, and he's on target, and that's all we're worried about.
Yep, understand. All right, we'll get through tomorrow. Good luck with all of them, Mike. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Good on you. Michael Hawkes there joining us.